Welcome to Bhakti Pulse. The nature of the sound we listen to molds the character of our lives. Bhakti Pulse brings you the authentic transcendental mantras and wisdom of the Bhakti scriptures. These potent sounds bring full satisfaction to the self and awaken ecstatic love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of human life.
Hare Krishna, and welcome to this edition of Bhakti Pulse. I'm recording while sitting in my room here in Tokyo, Japan. I just arrived last night. It was a pretty long journey from San Francisco, about 10.5 hours. And while I sat on the plane, there was an elderly woman next to me. We didn't talk much. We just made a few gestures, courtesies. When we got off the plane, I picked up my luggage. And then, later on, by coincidence, we ended up in the same elevator. My host had come to pick me up. Her host had come to pick her up. And although we're from different continents, she's obviously from Japan, I'm from America, we all went up in the same lift and got off at different floors. But when she left the elevator, she looked back and smiled, a big broad smile, and she waved to me and bowed, and then went off her own way. And when that happened, I remembered a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was actually spoken by Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons. But actually, as we all know, those who have read the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Hiranyakashipu was one of Jayan Vijay, who had been cursed to come to the material world and engage in the Leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as demons. After Hiranyakashipu's brother had been killed by Vishnu, Hiranyaka was his name, Hiranyakashipu went to appease his family. And although he's of demoniac nature, he used the language of atma-tattva-gyan, or self-realization, to appease his family. And while describing to them the situation of the soul in this world, he says in verse 7.2.21 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, "My dear mother, in a restaurant or place for drinking cold water, many travelers are brought together, and after drinking water, they continue their respective destinations. Similarly, living entities join together in a family, and later, as a result of their own actions, they are led apart to their destinations." We come together in this world, in other words, in family life and in other various groups, and we think this is the all in all. These are my people. But according to the perspective of self-realization, we're actually only gathered here for a short amount of time. In whatever group we're in is a matter of our karma. We're forced to be in a particular place at a particular time by Daiva or a higher authority. We have no real say in it. And we become attached and we think, this is my country, this is my family, this is my sports team. And in this way, the Bhagavatam describes, we live a life of illusion. When we leave this world, we all go our separate destinations. As I watched that elderly woman wave to me in leaving the elevator that night, I had that thought. All the people I know in my life, my mother, father, who have already departed, they've gone to different destinations I know not where. My friends, my colleagues, all will go in different directions. Nonetheless, through a mental construct, I think, this is my place, these are my people, and so on. So with a higher perspective from the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we can understand our existential position. We're eternal souls, and somehow or other, we're moving from one place to the next in this material world, actually by the force of our own karma, and we come in contact with various circumstances. We should see them in that way. Although we have to deal with things practically in this world, we can't simply walk away from them. We should keep the vision of the Atmatattva Gyan, the spiritual knowledge by which we understand that we're not the body, we're also not part of this world, and ultimately, we're not part of any group or family. We're simply passing through. These are a few thoughts from the road, and I look forward to being in touch with you regularly as I make my way from Japan to Vrindavan, India. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Pulse is brought to you by ISKCON of Silicon Valley. To subscribe to Bhakti Pulse on WhatsApp, please save the following number to your WhatsApp contacts and send this text message. Sign me up. The number is 408-598-7291. That's 408-598-7291.